That's been a minute away from acquisition of signal from Apollo 16. And it appears, at least from the timing, that we have indeed had a successful lunar orbit insertion burn, which, according to pre-burn planning, should produce an elliptical orbit around the moon with a paracentian of 58.3 nautical miles and an apocentian of 170 nautical miles. We'll stand by here for the first words from the crew and the burn report. Display is being changed here in the control center from the Earth-Moon transit display in the center scribing plotter to the lunar orbit plotter. Mark zero. Let's leave the lineup now. Confirmed AOS.
Houston, Suite 16 has arrived.
Roger, 16, copy you loud and clear.
Okay, Pete, super double fantastic burn. If you're ready, I'll give you a burn status report.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Okay, Delta TIG was 0, 615, burn 615.1 burn time plus 28039er trim. Visual plus 0.2 minus 0 minus 0.1. Delta VC is minus 5.5. Fuel 376, aux 371, 150 unbalanced, decrease. Okay, at ignition, we got a momentary SPS light, then it went out. During the burn, the oxidizer pressure read 200. The fuel side was a little bit low. It was about 165 on my gauge. After the shutdown, the fuel side climbed to 170. The oxidizer went to about 202 with an SPS light, and we still got it. Over.
Roger, we copied everything except roll, pitch, and yaw, which is blocked out by some noise.
Okay, the trim attitude, we did not trim. The residuals were as we gave you after the burn. Their attitude was 005-358-002. Over.
Roger, we copied.
And it was a slight transient when the second bank was lit. That I don't remember from previous burns. You might look at that data, but it was super.
Right, copy.
And it appeared to me that the chamber pressure dropped off just as we brought the second bank on.
And as you can see, we're at 170.4 by 58.3 according to the old computer. And that baby just rifled it right down the line.
Already?
And everybody's looking out the window. And right now we're looking right down at Crater King. And it's just as fantastic as it always has been.
Roger.
You can see those little dark, look like volcanic black spots up in the north sector of it. And you can see the central peaks with a varied, very white central peaks covered by lighter gray gray-brown material. It sort of looked like somebody painted it on there with a paintbrush. And Pete, your first view at Tsiolkovsky from I-1 is pretty, it's a spectacular sight with that, like a marshmallow float, a central peak floating in the top of a hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's like three guys and each got a window and we're staring at the ground. It's really, boy, this has got to be the neatest way to make a living anybody's ever invented.
Pete, 16 here, another pretty sight we had before burn was the earth set that really quite a view.
Hey, we're all sitting here listening, Charlie, tell us about it.
Pete, you got the map, pan camera power is on.
Okay, pan camera power on.
How'd the S-4B look?
It hadn't happened yet, John. It's about another 9 minutes or so.
I trust we're not getting there at the same time it does.
I trust.
Okay.
It's going to hit on the southwest corner of Reinhold.
Say again, Pete.
Tell Ken it's going to hit on the southwest corner of Reinhold. He should know where that is.
I'm sure he does.
Okay. We get the binoculars out here playing with them. It's pretty interesting. I tell you, all that time spent with Farouk sure is going to pay off because it does look like old home.
That's good, Ken.
Mowing, needs mowing, and all that.
Okay, Gasper, pan camera power off.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, 75 hours, 1 minute ground elapsed time. Completely successful lunar orbit insertion burn with a duration of 6 minutes and 15 seconds. Reported onboard measurements of the lunar orbit, 58.3 by 170.4 nautical miles. We'll continue to monitor this first front side pass in lunar orbit number 1 at 7502. This is Apollo Control.
Pete, looking out at the horizon, you can really tell you're in the highlands. The horizon is really jagged looking.
Looks like coming up on the Rockies, huh?
Of course, we're starting to come up over the flatlands now, over the Smith Sea. I remember a landmark track down here on Apollo 10 is still there. And you can't really tell by looking at it that the Smith Sea is any deeper or lower. And the data shows it is.
Right.
And the surrounding terrain.
Roger.